This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure that would require landlords to have a reason to evict a tenant has almost cleared the Colorado legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The goal is to reduce evictions and make it harder for landlords to let a lease expire. It's a top priority for progressive Democrats, and a similar bill failed last year in the Senate. Not this time. On Tuesday, the Senate passed the bill. It would let tenants continue to rent if they pay on time and comply with other rules in the lease. Four Democrats joined Republicans in opposing it. They're concerned it doesn't give landlords enough flexibility. The bill now heads back to the House. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
School safety plans requiring student searches can carry over between school years. That's according to a new ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The case involves a Denver teen with a history of firearms-related offenses. His high school required him to undergo searches each day as a condition of returning to campus in 2019. He was arrested the following school year when a school resource officer found a loaded handgun in his bag. The teen's attorneys argued that the searches were unwarranted and couldn't continue into a new year. The court rejected that argument. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A disease that is deadly to bats has been discovered in a new species in Colorado. Bats near Longmont have tested positive for white nose syndrome that is caused by a fungus, and it has killed millions of bats across the U.S. White nose syndrome was first discovered in another bat species in Colorado last year. Quitting smoking can make a big improvement in human health, and that's true for any age and no matter how long or intense your habit.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge challenge. Yes. But my breathing has gotten better. I can do a lot more activities with my grandbaby.
Our series on smoking continues in about 15 minutes. What if there were more resources to help people quit? That's coming up here on Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 6. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.